This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
To play rugby, you need good communication skills. If there were any football fans watching the Penn State women's rugby team train in Huluba Hall this past Monday night, they would have noticed plenty of similarities to their favorite sport. The ponytailed women in shorts and cleats advanced the ball down the field, the pitch, by kicking and carrying it. And there was tackling, but they only passed the ball backward. Tricky. Then there was this play called a scrum.
Crouch, touch, pause, engage!
Ready now!
A scrum gets the ball back in play after various offenses.
Pause out, come up.
Basically, it's a big shoving match.
That's a little better, but let's get an explosion into them. It's really slow. So we got
conditioning coach Joe Polera, dark-haired and serious, calls out the moves. Have you ever seen a picture of Roman soldiers in their tortoise formation? You know, little knot of men hunched over, protected by their shields? That's what a scrum looks like, except no shields, just two knots of tightly packed bodies heaving against each other.
Touch, pause, engage. Ready now! Balls out.
The ball's tossed between the two knots of players. At engage, they heave against each other, while two of the players in the scrum, they're called hookers, really, try to kick the ball out of the scrum, hence balls out.
Balls out.
Legend says rugby was invented when a British school kid got sick of soccer, picked up the ball, and ran with it. Just a story.
Nice.
The sport used to be men only, but not anymore. According to USA Rugby, the game's national governing body in this country, the number of American college clubs for women increased 255% between 1993 and 2003. What's the attraction? Petite blonde sophomore Annie Ziegler ditched soccer in high school and took up rugby because she found it more intellectually engaging.
Soccer is a sport where you can learn everything and you can get really good at it, but rugby, you have to keep learning. Like, you can't ever finish learning about the sport or learning about your position, and so it keeps you interested.
Ashley Nesby, a super senior and journalism major, enjoys the combination of competitiveness and sisterly support.
It sounds so cliche, but the part that I like the most is kind of like the sisterhood that you get from it. You have 45 of your sisters that you see almost 5 days a week, but beyond that, it's a really physical sport, and I'm a physical kind of person, and you get to take your aggression out. Really, you have exams and tests and everything, all the reading you have to do, and you get to come to practice, and for 2 hours kind of let all that go, and not only work on your fitness, but try to attain things like a national championship.
Penn State sophomore Elena Kuhn, a slim, pretty brunette, is a former gymnast. She likes rugby better.
What do people say when you tell them you play rugby?
Like, oh, rugby, you must be tough. But it looks a lot rougher than sometimes it is because we are taught how to tackle and how to fall. So, yeah, of course you have bruises. And we tell them it's football without pads, and that just, it's kind of impressive, I guess, sometimes.
On this Monday night, practice goes late. Head coach Pete Steinberg keeps things upbeat despite the late hour.
I think Khan will get there first. She has shorter legs, so her start should be quick. Okay, let's go, guys. Nice throw.
But earlier in the evening at the pre-practice chalk talk, he let the team know how much was riding on tonight's practice.
Today's really the last real practice, okay? Wednesday's really just about repetition, okay? There won't be any contact Wednesday, so today's the last contact that we're going to have. So,
this weekend, Penn State University Park hosts the NCAA Rugby Championship Sweet 16.
We don't know how good we are, and we'll find out this weekend. Basically, we're probably playing 3 best teams in the country.
Do the Penn State Lady Ruggers have a realistic shot at a national championship this year? Coach Steinberg.
Absolutely. We have a great team. We've got a team with great potential. We have a tremendous record. We've been to 13 out of the last 14 Final Fours. We've been to the last 6 national championship games. So we are always in the hunt. However, other teams are constantly getting better and trying to knock us off. I think we have as good a shot of winning a national championship this year as we have any year. We're in a very tough pool.
And get this.
If we win our pool, the Final Four might actually be easier.
You can see the Penn State women's rugby team on the hunt when they compete against Ohio State University tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. as part of the NCAA Rugby Championship Sweet 16. This has been an installment of Sports That Are Not Football. American football, that is. On WPSU, I'm Cynthia Berger.
We are members of the Life Family. Life Family is...